Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Gaining Perspective. I'm Andrea Ruckelman, your host of this evening's call on Life Coach Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight I'm going to be talking about perspective of reacting versus responding. And yes, there is a difference, and it is a huge difference. So if you want to challenge what my thought is on this as I go through today's call, please give me a call at 646-716-9397, and I would love to hear from you as I continue on with our discussion this evening. If you are a chat room user, feel free to reach out to me because I will be in the chat room this evening as well. So let me give you a little bit of background about who I am and why I'm here and why I want to talk about gaining perspective, especially when it comes to being reactive instead of responsive. My life began in the workplace many years ago, and I started on my first day by almost having a desk phone thrown at my head, all because the owner of the company forgot he had a dial 9 to get out of the phone system. And in that frustration, he picked up the phone and went to throw it. And it was going to be directly in my direction. And therefore, I just sat there in silence and ironically looked around the table because there were about 5 other people sitting there and wondered to myself, why didn't anybody say anything to him? Well, because they didn't want to be the recipient of his reactive behavior. When things didn't go his way quick enough, he reacted by yelling, screaming, cursing, or firing somebody. Instead of taking the time to listen to what might occur or what he might have to do and respond with a simple thank you. But people were so scared of it that no one was willing to talk. And that was my introduction into workplace culture. And it amazed me, and that's when I found things very fascinating on how people behave in the workplace. And as my time continued on, and my next career move, that I was able to be more free with sharing ideas and thoughts, and seeing how effective it can be when people listen to each other, and people have the opportunity to grow. Because instead of being reactive to each other and shooting each other down for their ideas, people were willing to listen to what others had to say. They may not have taken what they said to heart at the moment, but at some point in time, one of those thoughts might have popped up. And so what I mean by this is, let me share with you the experience I went through just as this call was about to start. But it actually started about an hour and a half ago that a huge thunderstorm came through here and knocked the power out. And as I was preparing for tonight's show, I started going, what am I going to do if I can't dial in? Because on my landline, like most of us that have switched to cable, my phone is connected to the power in the house. It's no longer the way things used to be when you used to have a separate telephone line, a separate cable line, a separate computer line. Everything was different. But because of our need for bundling and saving money, it causes a certain thing to occur, such as now your telephone line is connected to your power in your home. So now it's 5:30 p.m., power is out, and I say to myself, no big deal, the show's not for an hour and a half. Let me stay calm and see what happens. Well, at about 6:30, the power still hadn't come back on. And then I start to panic a little bit. But I realize I have 2 different cell phones sitting in front of me, and I could find a way to dial into the show. Is it important if anybody else dials in? Not necessarily. Is there information I'd love to share with people and have to hear what they might say? Absolutely. But it doesn't mean it had to happen. It was an experience I was learning. And then comes 6:55. And the power went on. So I chose to move forward with the show, being of what it is tonight, and thinking about, in retrospective, of what I could have done. If I had been more of a reactive person, the first thing I would have done is probably screamed and cursed a little bit, stomped around the house going, what am I going to do? Tried figuring out where I have to go, what do I need to do, how do I make this all work at the same time? And I would have been more concerned about my setup than thinking about what was going to be my message of the show tonight. And so instead, I was able to really just sit back and wait and see what happens, because there's always another way. And too often in our lives, we get focused on things only being one way. You never realize how much there is a picture in your life until someone paints something you haven't seen before. And that goes with the blinders that we wear as individuals. Because we like to see things our way, and we only focus on one thing, the way we see it, only in our perspective, you lose out on so much more. The opportunity to learn, not see things as a mistake, to see the lessons that you come from it. There are many different areas in our lives where this applies, whether it be in relationships, whether it be with your finances, or in your career. How many times have you heard someone say, oh, if I knew then what I know now, life would be completely different? Well, why not change your life right now? Is it because you're scared? Or is it because it's just something you couldn't see yourself doing? You're too safe in whatever it is you're currently doing. So as we think about this in terms, I want to share some other ideas and thoughts. When you're in a relationship, whether it be a business relationship, a personal relationship, a marriage, and sometimes you're in a marriage at work. I've heard the term my office wife or office husband used quite often. Think about anybody you talk to. When you start off in a conversation and somebody says something that you don't necessarily like hearing, or they challenge you in a way that you feel you have to be defensive or defend your position. Let's say that. You need to defend your position. And when you're defending your position, are you coming at it from facts or are you coming at it from emotion? More often than not, when we feel that we have to defend our position, we defend it more with emotion than we do with facts. And when we defend from an emotional standpoint, we're being reactive. It's in the sense of saying, who are you to challenge me in what I have to say? We don't like to be challenged. We like to be right. Not many people like to admit that they're wrong, or ever do. But to think about in the aspect of you are able to apologize for such behavior and really listen to what others have to say, whether you use whatever they share with you or not, you are creating a new perspective for yourself. The whole concept of changing from being reactive to responsive. Let's think about it the next time. When someone comes and go back to the same type of situation, and instead of feeling like they're challenging you, ask them, well, how do you see this? Where do you see the challenges? I'd like to understand where you're coming from on this. That gives you the opportunity to really see what's going on in the other person's mind, in their head, what they're seeing, if it's a presentation you're giving, or if it's about your children, or about a simple fight of whose turn was it to take out the trash. It's just a matter of really trying to understand where the other person is coming from. So when you're responsive, you're listening. Okay, you don't just hear what they're saying. Because I often have said to some people that my two least favorite words are, I know. How often have you heard someone say or said to yourself, I know, I know? I think that when people say that, it's in the sense of being able to say, you're right, I know, I should do it, but I'm not going to because that's not how I am. So don't say, I know. Just say, I hear you. I'm not going to listen to you because I'm not there yet. It's ever evolving with the way that we are and how we respond to different situations. There are times that when you end up feeling guilty or regret for something that you said prior. As you go along in life, change is not easy. It can happen, but it takes time. And so when you think about making effective change, the toughest part you find is when you're at the pinnacle of a situation where it's just easier to revert back to the way you were and being reactive to a situation. If something goes wrong in the workplace and you just have to take care of it, because you know what? It's much quicker and easier if I just do it than having to take the time and teach someone over and over and over again. But what if you took the time, and I mean really took the time, to teach someone that responsibility and take it off your hands to the point that you don't ever have to worry about it again? How would that feel? If you had the opportunity to relieve yourself of pressure and concern and always having to react and always having to put out a fire, how much easier would your life be? Now, just think about that. If you were able to take away stress from yourself and make your life easier, isn't that something you would prefer? Or are you someone who likes to have the stress in their life, who likes to always be putting out fires, who only works well under pressure instead of where it is an open atmosphere, where communication is strong, where people work together as a team? Control is not something that is of utmost importance to you, but seeing the bigger picture and success for everyone is. These are the aspects of when we talk about when you're being reactive, you will always have fires to put out because nobody is learning from the situation. The only thing they see is something bad. Whose fault is it? How did this occur? Who did what? Whose fault is it? These are all things when you look at the way a reactive person is in an emotional state that cares more about whose fault, who did what, and addressing the problem. Now, if you're a responsive person, you can take that opportunity when something happens. You pull your team together. You say, we need to prevent this from happening again. Being solution-focused is a better opportunity for people around you to grow. And when I say that, I'm talking in a workplace atmosphere, but this works at home too. Think about when your children do something. The first thing you want to do is punish them. You want to yell at them. They did something wrong. They're a child. You have to discipline them. You have to teach them. You know, so the best thing we do is the first thing we think of is to yell at them, no. It's one of the first words we hear when we're born is no. And so instead of yelling no and asking, what was your goal? And trying to understand in the child's mind, even then, what they're thinking about when they take that action, what did they think was going to be the end result, and why did they think that that was going to happen, can make all the difference in the world. When a child has that opportunity to really share what's on their mind, you'll see that they often do less behavior that you consider the kind that requires discipline. Excuse me while I needed a drink right there. And then I'll continue. How that shares with the workplace is the same thing. If you had somebody, an employee, who thought in their mind they were doing something right for you or right for the organization as a whole, and they come in and they try their hardest, and the first thing they do is get yelled at and told that they screwed up. They had good intentions. Nobody ever comes into the workplace with the thought of having bad intentions to harm the company, to harm themselves. Everybody wants to be successful. Nobody wants to be seen as a troublemaker. Nobody wants to be the one that gets in trouble. Okay, so there's a difference of being a troublemaker and one who gets in trouble. Two different distinctual people, but both don't want to be viewed as someone in a negative way. So instead of yelling at someone that they screwed up and now you have to fix a problem, understand where it was coming from. Appreciate the fact that they were trying to do something for the betterment of an organization, for the betterment of the team, for the betterment of themselves, and maybe even for you. It came with a good intention. Now, there are times, and I won't deny that there are ever malicious people that might do something wrong if they're angry. Yes, that does exist. But for the most part, when you think about it, individuals are good-hearted. They want to do good. And so by being able to be that responsive person, recognize them for the good, not just the bad. Too often we recognize people that work for us or our children for the things they do wrong more than the things that they do right. And more often they always remember the things that they do wrong as opposed to all they do right. And if you could just change that with one individual, whether it be at home or in the workplace, you could have a significant impact on many people. Now, the challenge that I give you as someone who's listening tonight is think about the next time you're in a situation and you find yourself reacting. Ask yourself, why? And not just why am I reacting? Why am I reacting to this situation the way that I am, and how is it going to have an impact? Okay, so again, that's why am I reacting to the situation the way that I am, and how much of an impact is it going to have? So when you start seeing the impact of certain behaviors that you have, when you yell at an individual in the workplace or you make someone feel bad, they lose their concentration on the work that they're doing. They're more focused on how much that they've made a mistake. They're not concentrating on the ability to move forward onto their next project. Each project requires attention. But if they're going into it with the thought that they're going to make a mistake or something is going to screw up, then that's what you're going to get. If you're constantly telling someone that they've made a mistake or you're prepping them to make them feel like they're being set up for failure, that's the kind of behavior you're going to get from an employee. Now, if you can turn that around and instead, if in that moment you find yourself about to yell or get upset or angry, feeling you need to discipline your employee, but instead talk to them, ask them to participate in a solution, involve them in the process, you will find you are creating motivated employees that want to work, that want to better themselves, that really appreciate what you give them to do and how much of a mentor you are to them. If you give anyone an opportunity to think for themselves on a solution as opposed to thinking about how they're the problem, they're going to want to excel instead of beat themselves up. And we don't want to beat people up. We want everybody to be successful, because the more successful others are, the more successful we are as individuals. And so these are things that we have to think about in these moments of when we're reacting to others. How often do kids have dirty hands and put their hands all over stuff, and now you have to clean it up, and you're yelling at them for doing it, and they just think that, well, it could come off, so what's the big deal? They don't have the appreciation for knowing it. So it's to them, they don't get it. And it's also like in the workplace. Someone's trying to do something that they don't realize may be a big deal. So as I say, how you are in one situation is how you are in all. If you're reacting to your employees in the workplace, you're reacting to the people that you love. And I don't care how many times you say, I'm completely different in the workplace than I am at home. You're not. Your behaviors that you have in one place are the same behaviors you have somewhere else, no matter how much you want to think it's different. If someone's irritating you in the workplace, someone will irritate you at home because your mind is focused on the individual in the workplace that has irritated you. And so when you come home and you're wearing that irritation right there on your sleeve and somebody starts talking to you and it's about something you really could care less hearing about, you're going to react to that individual. And when they question and ask you what's your problem, and you say, oh, I just had a tough day at work, but you can't separate work from home even though you think you can, how does that individual feel? And if you have children and they see this behavior, how do they carry it on with them in school? If you talk about employees in ways that sound like you're bullying, do your children become bullies in the workplace? Excuse me, in the schoolyard because you're seeming like a bully in the workplace? What if you're just talking about what you wish you could do to someone, but your child hears it as, this is what I do? And so that behavior carries on in the workplace and in the schoolyard. People have often asked me, why do I choose to focus on behavior in the workplace? And I do tend to like to focus on culture of organizations, the reactive behaviors, the phone throw, talk to each other, and other situations like that. But if you have a situation that your children are going to hear about and you can create that bully in school, how do you think you feel if your child is behaving in a way that is seen as bullying? What if they were the one who was bullied? If we change the way we behave in the workplace and decide to respond to situations instead of react to situations, you'll change the way that is at home. Your children will learn a whole different set of values, ones that they'll carry forward. And you have an impact on so many individuals' lives. What's the greater impact you would rather have in your life? One that is positive, that inspires, that creates positive energy, that shares great communication. People trust you. They see your integrity. They want to come talk to you. How would you like to see that in your children as well? So by changing from being the individual who is reactive in a way that is in the negative aspect to someone who is responsive with questions, with empowerment, with making people feel that they can achieve greatness, you would have a greater impact on being seen as someone who has made a difference in others' lives. And so when you think about gaining, when I say about gaining perspective on this, everything that I love to do is really about making this place a better world. It's about helping others learn the trueness of communication. It's not just about sharing assignments, telling people what to do. It is delegation. But it's making them understand that they're part of a team, not someone who works for you. Because if you're a boss, you primarily care about how things go for you. But if you're a leader, you want success for everyone. And when you have success for everyone, you could only go up as well. So I want you to think about this as I'm closing up our first episode on gaining perspective. Each show that we're going to have is going to be sharing with you some ideas of what it is about the workplace and about culture in the workplace and how different situations, whether they be at home, social, or in the workplace, the difference that it can make in your life and those around you. By changing from a reactive behavior in different situations, and I'll come up with various different examples of what I'm talking about, and not just generalities like today, But remember, I did start off with sharing the experience of what I went through learning about reactive behaviors and how I could have been reactive myself with freaking out over if this show is going to take place or not. Luckily, the show took place, and I really had the ability to enjoy talking to you today and sharing with you some of this. Coming up on my next show, which will be in 2 weeks from today, which will be on August 22nd at 12 o'clock noon, I will be hosting another episode of Gaining Perspective, and I'm going to be talking with Tommy Hilken of Tommy's Toolbox. We're going to discuss how to be instead of do. Now, often you think about how to be, what do you mean by how to be, versus this is what I do. When people ask you, so tell me about yourself, the first thing you do is you talk about your work and what you do for a living. But that's not who you are. So just being who you are is something that can emulate a whole different aspect, a whole different perspective of your life than talking about what you do. So I'm really looking forward to having him on the show next time. And just so you know, if there's anything that you're ever interested in reaching out to me, you could find me at www.newperspectivescommunication.com. I'm also on Facebook under the same name, and I have the Twitter handle, which is @howyousayit. I just want to let you know that tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is Yes and Use the Rules of Improv to Improve Your Life with host Carrie Spaulding. She's the 30-something coach. And if you're someone who's 30-something and looking to make some changes in your life, tune in tomorrow about how improv can help you improve your life. We often improv on everything that we do in life because, well, think about it. Life is a stage, and we're all on it to put on a show. So that's what's so fun about it. So as my closing thoughts for today, let me share with you this. Think about each time you have a conversation with someone. Ask yourself what kind of impact you had. Was it a positive one or a negative one? Are they learning from it or are they being disciplined from it? And how could they be successful as a result of the conversation you're having? Remember, it's not about just you being successful. It's about those around you. And those around you, when they are successful, only help you to be even greater as an individual, as a leader, as a mentor, as in someone who inspires. And so for that opportunity, this is a great show for you to tune into. I will have multiple guests on various different shows. Some will be a half hour and some will be an hour long. But the next time I will be on again, as I said, is August 22nd, and that will be at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I look forward to speaking with you all then. Again, my name is Andrea Ruckelman. I am the owner of New Perspectives Communication and your host of Gaining Perspectives. So until such time that we speak again, feel free to reach out to me. Feel free to share this show with others. And I look forward to being able to give you some new experiences, some thought-provoking comments and guests on here, and really helping you find what your purpose is for yourself as a communicator, as a leader, as someone who inspires others to be great, and how else you can be successful in a way of which it means to you to be successful, not to anyone else, just to yourself. That is what's most important in this world. Is how you define success for yourself, not for others. And remember, being responsive is always going to be greater than being reactive. So thanks for joining me this evening, and I look forward to speaking with you on our next show. Take care.